Welcome back to Everyday Health Hackers, powered by Meridian Medical Dental Healthcare and Meridian Health Institute. And we look forward to continuing our journey with Live Well with Chronic Pain. You know, this is our multiple books that we've written, and we want to share with you all the tidbits on how to make a plan to really conquer what chronic pain is. Many of you know my history, and if you don't, we'll talk about that in the series of being in a wheelchair for 4 years to being very active, being able to water ski, snow ski, and do all those things. And I want you to have that life too. And we're going to learn how to do that from weight management to conquering pain together. Stay tuned, and we hope you subscribe.
Welcome everybody to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Mike Herzen, along with the amazing Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Everyday Health Hacker, powered by Meridian Health Institute, your place for both your medical and dental needs.
Absolutely. Dr. Liao is Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas, and she is the smartest lady in the room, that's for sure, and she's going to help give you some information so you can make informed health decisions, and it's more important than ever. 2024, it's more important than ever, that's for sure. We were talking about pain management, relationships. You are the poster child for pain management and things like that. I've got a little experience in it. Mm-hmm. But relationships, it's really tough sometimes when you just sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Well, and your partner's tired of hearing you complain all the time. And, you know, in our last segment for this playlist, we talked about, you know, pain levels from 1 to 10. And I will never forget when my spouse had said, you know, if it's a 4 or under, you know what? We're not talking about it.
Don't even bother me.
That is a great statement, because that's actually, you know, I was very early in my years of doctoring. I was like, you know what? 4 and under, there are no complaints. You don't say anything. And at 4.5, what did you do about it? And the key is that, you know, if you're...
What are you going to do about it? What are we going to do about it?
It's what I'm going to do about it. Oh. Because, you know, the whole idea is that you have to be in control, because you're the one suffering with the pain, and that you have to take ownership of it.
Okay.
So we talked in our previous segment about, you know, there's a grief process because mm-hmm. your life is different.
All right.
However, like you said, I'm the poster child. I don't take any medications for rheumatoid arthritis. I live a very healthy life. Somebody has said, you know, well, you know, your diet's kind of strict. And I'm like, well, my diet is my nutritional plan, and the nutritional plan works because I feel good. You know, I can water ski, I can snow ski. There's a lot of other hobbies that I enjoy doing.
Fly airplanes.
Yes. Aviation has been a dream for me, and it's just been really exciting to go from a pilot to an aviator. And when people ask, you know, what that is, that means that I understand the systems of how the plane works and how to problem solve, which is very much like doctoring, is that, you know, as being a mechanic with anything, you know, our body is an engine, and we have to look at things to how can we get around the discomfort? What can we do? You know, hip pain for a lot of women, it's how they walk. And they'll say, you know, doctor, I can't even sleep on this side because it hurts so much. And I'm like, okay, will you walk across the room for me? And they're like, you know, sure enough, they're walking with 1 foot straight and 1 foot pigeon. And that's usually the hip that hurts. So they're turning it out. So there's some little modifications that we can learn in order to decrease that discomfort. And like for a lot of women, I'll say, you know, is it that constant chronic achy pain that just never goes away? And they're like, yeah, that's what that is. And sometimes, you know, we talked about, we're going to describe what pain is today. And that is what we call a neuropathic nociceptive pain. And those are big words. And what that means is that there is this track that goes from the point of injury all the way to your brain, and it sends a signal. And we want to temper that signal down by closing a bridge. And that bridge is what's allowing chronic pain to occur. It's a signal that just doesn't turn off. So maybe we're not turning it off, but you know what? We can close the bridge a little bit more, so maybe the boat can't go all the way under it, like we've seen, you know, across many of the channels. So in doing that, there's another pain, and that pain is called neuropathic pain. Neuropathic pain is burning, numbness, tingling, sharp, shooting. Now, both of those types of pains can work together and be really uncomfortable. Most people might know sciatic pain. That can be a dull, constant, chronic pain with sharp shooting pain all the way to your toe. those are treated differently. Okay. And so you have pain that's nociceptive and you have pain that is neuropathic. And when you're able to describe whether it's dull, constant, and achy, or if it's sharp shooting, numbness and tingling, those types of descriptions help your doctor decide what medication, what physical therapy might be good for you, or what type of injection might be good to help decrease that inflammation. Because inflammation is what causes and happens in your body, and that sends a signal to your pain so that you send signal to your brain so that you have pain. So when a doctor says, you know, hey, it's all in your head, it actually, they mean it rudely. However, we got to forgive them because that's not what we want them to say. We want them to understand that this is a neurotransmitter sending this signal, and we've got to tune it down. Just like you turn down the radio, you want to turn the volume of pain down. And that's what pain management is all about.
Oh, very cool. I mean, that's all right. But we've got to also be able to tell our doctor this. So we've got to be able to say on a scale of one to whatever and be able to quantify that. And because his scale may not be the same as my scale.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So his scale, I may be a nine and his nine is not mine.
Correct.
You know, his nine is I'm going to die. And my nine is I'm just hurting really bad. So how do we get on the same page?
And that's why I always try to share with patients when we first talk about pain from a 1 to 10 scale, I'll go back and say, you know, let's quantify that. From 1 to 4, that's where you can do what you're doing and you can completely ignore it as long as you're busy.
Okay. You can tune it out.
You can tune it out.
On a 4.5.
You can make the choice to tune it out and stay concentrated on what you are doing.
Below five. Okay.
And some people can do that at 7 or 8. You have to train your brain to do that.
Okay.
So you see these football players, they get injured, but they go right back out there. They are trained as athletes to overcome the pain. And it's usually the coach that's going to pull them out because they don't want to hurt one of their top players.
Right.
So you also have to know the difference of, am I pushing through it or am I going to cause more harm by pushing through it?
The coach told them, okay, you can't hurt yourself by doing this. Ignore the pain because you're not going to hurt yourself anymore.
Yes. And some
so
of these.
The brain says, all right, I'm okay with that. Ignore it. To the point that eventually they can't.
Yes.
Right.
So we don't want to harm ourselves by surpassing our pain levels. Pain is a very important programming that we have so that if you're working out, you know, maybe you shouldn't do that exercise. Maybe we should need to change it. So that's one of the things that I'll teach my patients is like, let's concentrate on what you can do. Because they're going to list all these things that they can't do. And then their next assignment is, well, what can you do? Well, doctor, I can't walk. It's too painful. I can't jog. I can't get on the bicycle. Do you have a spa at home? Some of them do. They might have a gym that they can go and they can sit in the spa. And I'm like, okay, I want you to do some movement in the pool. When it's, you know, in summertime here in Texas, which, you know, we have a longer summer than most. So they're able to get in the water and exercise. And there's also this wonderful YouTube program that back then they were on VHS tapes and CDs later, you know, just kind of aging where we come from. And it's called Sit and Be Fit. You know, I lived by Sit and Be Fit because I could sit down and I could move my arms. It's just that my legs were not going to cooperate with me because my knees looked like an elephant. The rheumatoid arthritis, I was just so swollen. And uncomfortable. And so you have to get to that part of, you know, do I manage this? And a great doctor, and I'll never forget him because it's Dr. Pinnell, and he said, you know, young Dr. Lisa Leal, because we're all called young Dr. in our names, is how we'd always go. He goes, if you could help more people by being in a wheelchair, what do you think your choice should do and what would Jesus do? Well, goodness gracious, you know what I had to do after that. I had to make the choice to go into a wheelchair. And, you know, the bonus was that I got a blue card, so that meant that I could actually park a little closer to school. So, you know, it's a give and take. You know, take your blessings where you can take them. And being able to help people was the ability to really suppress my pain because now I'm thinking about somebody else. And so for people that maybe they're working from home and they feel really lonely because, you know, COVID has really isolated a lot of people. People are just coming back out into community. I hear that a lot.
And they're scared about it anyway.
They're scared. And it's kind of like, you know, well, that's where a phone tree is really helpful. Why don't you call your sister, your brother, your mom, your dad, call somebody and don't talk about yourself for the next 15, 20 minutes. Talk about them. Talk about the nieces. Talk about, you know, what their dog is doing. Concentrate on them 100% and see if you don't feel better. Because when we give back, we're actually receiving so much more. And that transition, which is a biblical transition, is that you will feel better. We have to build upon that, and we have to build a trust with that patient so that they learn that plan and how to overcome that pain.
Yeah, but how are we going to help with our relationships, though?
Relationships? That's great, because that's going to be a whole nother segment. We actually wrote a book about it. It's called Cupid's Challenge. And, you know, we went through a lot of different names for this book. And Cupid's Challenge is a wonderful way, and we're going to discuss how to embrace and restore your relationship. And we're going to talk about that by going on the prefaces of these last two podcasts. So can't wait for everybody to join us.
It's soft-sided, so you can't throw it at people. So that's
even, yes, that's right.
Even better. So that's even, so all right. We're getting close on time.
We're getting close on time, so we can't wait to talk about Cupid's Challenge and how to embrace and restore relationships in recovering from pain management and chronic pain, even acute pain. So stay tuned, and we hope you subscribe, and we look forward to your comments.